Well, coming up this Saturday is the Atlantic Garden Seminar. The Cass County Master Gardeners will be holding their garden seminar here in Atlantic at the Atlantic High School. Lori Reed, one of the organizers, in with us this morning. We're going to talk all about everything there is to know about garden. Isn't it cool to be talking about gardening right now?
It is, especially after the snowstorm.
I know. It's so nice to be talking about something positive like that. And, you know, but the thing is, if you wait until spring to do a garden seminar, it's too late. You have to make your plans now.
We do, and that's why we tend to have it a little earlier, so people will come out, they can kind of get some creative ideas of what they would like to do in their garden, and then once the weather breaks, they can actually get out there and do it.
I know you've had a lot of people working together to make this all happen. It takes a group of folks to put everything together. You've had some pretty good volunteers.
Yes, we do. It is the Cass County Master Gardener Seminar, so of course the Master Gardeners are involved. We have teamed up with Kate Olson from Iowa State University Extension, and it has been a great teamwork effort of volunteers to do it.
You bet. Well, it takes a lot of work to put everything together, from speakers to the different types of sessions and folks to be able to put on the different sessions. It takes a lot of folks to put it all together. But we're going to talk a little bit about all the different things coming up. I know registrations have been coming in for a while now. I know folks can still walk in the day of, but there is a premium on getting your registration in early, right?
Right. They can register anytime now. Kate Olson out at the Extension office will be happy to take those for you. However, you can come the day of the event if your schedule changes and all of a sudden you're free, and you can come the day of the event. We welcome you to come just out to the high school, and we will take you then. However, there are some breakout sessions that have limited numbers of people that can attend those. So it is first come, first serve, but we will fit you in the best that we can.
Okay, so if you have this, your eye on certain seminars, certain sessions, you may want to get after that here yet beforehand. Registration fee is $35 per person, and that includes what?
That includes continental breakfast catered from the Downtowner Cafe and Catering. We're excited to have those ladies back again. And that also includes your lunch in the at noontime, which is also from the Downtowner. The materials for all of the sessions, there are a couple breakout sessions that there are additional fees, because you will be bringing home either a container that you plant, whatever, that type of thing. So there are a couple breakout sessions that do have additional fees, but pretty much all of them are included in that $35 fee.
All right. Now we've got all the nuts and bolts out of the way. Let's talk a little bit about some of the fun stuff here. What will they learn? Do you have something special this year?
LaVon Eplum actually got all of the speakers this year, which is a huge, huge task, and I thank her for doing that. Starting off, our first speaker will be Sandy Wentworth. She's with Customer Relations at Proven Winners. Anybody that knows plants knows Proven Winners are fabulous plants to put in your garden, and she will be coming doing our first breakout session discussing the different kinds of plants that Proven Winners have. And everybody coming to that session will be given the 2013 Proven Winners Gardeners Idea Book. Then we go into our breakout sessions. We have 11 different breakout sessions that you can choose from. And so whatever interest you have, you can go to any of those. And I'll just run down the titles of those. The first one is Container Favorites. The second is Cultivating Lush Containers. The third one would be Color in the Shade. The fourth one is Gourds for Decor. Fifth one is Geraniums Are Back. Sixth one is Tools for Women. And that one's a unique one. We have Green Heron Tools. We'll be doing that via the web. And anybody that knows tools knows that they specialize in women's tools for our size hands and making sure they are ergonomically correct. So that is an interesting one. We've never done anything like that before. The seventh one is Fairy Gardens. Eighth one is Sustainable Home Landscape. Ninth one, Spectacular Trees and Shrubs for Iowa Gardeners. 10th one, Recycling Bonanza. And the 11th is Rain Barrels. So after after you pick your breakout session, then we will go back into the auditorium for our second major speaker that everyone will attend, and that is Plants That Weather the Weather. And Jason Hancock will be coming. He works for Better Homes and Gardens, and he boasts that he has over 2,000 plant varieties in his own personal garden, so I think he knows a thing or two about plants. And he will be discussing what plants are good for Iowa, our particular area of the country. He knows those plants. Then at noon, we will break out into different groups and we will have lunch from the downtowner. You will be able to visit the exhibitors' booths, and we will also have a come and go question and answer session. For those exhibitor booths, we have people from around the area that are coming. Some of those are booths that will just give information on how to do stuff, such as the Master Gardeners will have a booth. So if you have specific questions, you can ask some of the Master Gardeners. Or we also have vendors that will be selling their wares, different items for your garden, all kinds of unique things. So that will be over a noon hour. Then at 1:30, we will go into our third guest speaker in the auditorium again, and that is Deb Groth with Groth Gardens, and she will be discussing color across the seasons. So you have color from spring all the way into and including your winter months. Winter, you know, you can plant different types of bushes that have different colored bark. So we will go from 12 months around the calendar discussing the different color to integrate into your garden so it's beautiful all year long.
Where do you guys come up with all the ideas for the different varieties of things that you have going on?
Well, all of us working on it are gardeners, and everyone does their garden differently depending on how much time you have and what you like in your garden. So we kind of put our heads all together and come up with different topics each year that we think the general public would also like information on.
Is it a goal when you sit down to do this to try to find different things that would appeal to, I guess, the different skill levels, experiences of gardeners?
Yes, it is. Because some of the gardeners coming, this is their first year that they've ever had a garden. They don't, you know, have a broad range of knowledge. And so they're just starting out. They want it to be simple so they can feel a sense of accomplishment, have a beautiful, you know, maybe just some containers. That's how I started out, just with a few containers, which makes the outside look beautiful. And then as you kind of get the fever for gardening, you keep expanding and expanding. And it kind of is an addiction, I do believe.
What, did you just get tired of spending too much time with the hubby one day and decide I need some alone time? I got to learn how to garden?
It can be very therapeutic for some people to get out and play in the dirt and mess with their plants. So, yes.
Well, and folks pick it up for different reasons, too. There are a lot of different reasons that folks will decide to do that, maybe at different stages in their lives for different types of things going on. And there are different types of gardening circumstances, too, depending upon whether you want to go whole hog or if you want to just, like you say, you could just do some container stuff. There are lots of different ways to do it. I think that's probably what keeps people away from it sometimes before they, you know, why didn't you start earlier? Well, because I didn't know how much I was getting myself into, kind of a thing. Well, here's a chance to learn.
And as people age, too, they tend to start downsizing their gardens and making them easier so they don't have so much physical activity that goes to it. And some of our sessions talk about that, too, how to downsize your garden or how to make it easier. You know, sometimes even if you're in your 30s, you don't have enough time to spend out in the garden. Or if you're in your 70s, 80s, you physically can't spend that much time. So some of our sessions touch on that also and just help people get through that.
Yeah, I sometimes don't think the word garden is a fair word.
Right.
Because somebody might say garden and they might mean just a couple of tomato plants they put out back. For some people, it's the entire backyard with hundreds of varieties of things going on.
Yes. And that a garden is whatever you choose for it to be. So,
absolutely.
Yes, that's true.
No wrong way to do it.
No.
But if you want to have more fun doing it, you want to be more successful. If you're learning to play a sport, if you understand all the little fine points of that sport, mm-hmm. you become a little bit better at it and you have a chance to win. It's more fun.
Yes.
And gardening is no different than that. When you learn how to do it well, it's a lot more enjoyable.
Yes. And your plants will love you for it because you won't be killing them anymore.
All right. Very good. So they need to get this done here pretty quickly. I know you've got a multicolored brochure that has all the information yes. there. Where can they find that?
Yes. They can log on to the Iowa State Extension website, which let me see if I can find that quickly. Can you find
that? Is extension.iastate.edu/CAS. That
yes.
would get you there.
And the brochure is on that website, so you can look over the different types of classes. Also, if you do not have the internet, we do have brochures scattered across the whole entire county, so you can visit some local stores and see if they have brochures there if you do not have a web access.
You bet. And if you want to find that maybe a little bit easier, too, we have a podcast of this interview for you on our website at kjan.com. And on that podcast, we'll just put the direct link that'll take you right to this sign-up sheet, so make it real easy for you, too. But get after it soon, because time's running out. $35 a person. Make sure you get a chance to pick out the sessions that you will enjoy the most before somebody else has to pick them out for you if you show up late. So make sure you get after that here soon and enjoy. I'm surprised you can do all this for such an inexpensive price.
It is. We are one of the few garden seminars that are still doing it every year. Typically, you have to go to Omaha or Sioux City or Des Moines to do it. And so we're proud that this is our 15th year.
Coming up this Saturday, March 16th. Oh, spring's just a few days away, and might as well enjoy it with a garden seminar. Lori, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Jim.